Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. This is your first time tuning in. Don't be inspired, motivate, and get back. Welcome back, Soar Nation. On this podcast, we help listeners, boys and girls, men and women, to release excess baggage that is preventing them from soaring in purpose, in marriage, in business, or on their job. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. On the episode today, we have a dynamic young lady by the name Faith Smith. Faith Smith, welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. I got one question for you. You ready to take flight?
Yes.
All right, for everyone listening in or watching on YouTube, IGTV, or Facebook, can you give them just a brief bio of who Faith Smith is?
Okay, my name is Faith Smith. I am 17 years old and I attend the Great St. John's College. I am in grade 12 and I aspire to be a psychologist and also a special education teacher for kids with needs. My parents are Ruth Mae Smith and Paul Smith, and I have two little sisters, and I have an adopted sister as well. And that is me.
All right, awesome. So on the show today, we're going to be talking about maximizing your single season or your singlehood. When you think about that, what actually is some of the first things come to mind?
I think that females have to endure themselves before they can allow a partner into their lives, because most of us as females, we are very emotional. So I think our single season is very tender, and we love to jump straight into relationships, and this could cause many heartbreaks. So my advice for females is to take time and to wait.
All right, awesome. See, because you have a lot of individuals, men and women, boys and girls. They're always in a rush to get into a relationship, but. They don't even know what God has called them to do,
right.
and that's the purpose. For even before you find purpose, that is the purpose during your single season for you to rediscover what God has called you to do. So how did you rediscover what God called you to do?
Well, I discovered this after my bishop died, Bishop J. Rodney Roberts. Before that, I was going through a lot at home and a lot of stuff were happening at home. So I was very troublesome. And after my godfather died, or my bishop died, life even hit harder. And I know that one of the things that he desired for his sheeps, he was the shepherd and we were his sheep,
right,
in pastor terms. He desired for his congregation to be fully saved, and so I got saved. And after that, I started to hear voices, and then I realized I was not going through my head, but it was God. And I had my first event for women, or I should say young people that went through depression and suicide and just mental health. I had my first event, and after that I realized that my purpose was really to pour out to young people my age and even older. And then after that I started to speak, I started to do intercession and motivation speaking. Motivational speaking.
So what you're saying right now is that the average 17-year-old, or probably even younger and a little older, they are going through the depression. How does this happen? I mean, have you heard any of the stories?
I believe life just happens. Sometimes we're not in the right environment. Sometimes life gets hard and school is frustrating. Parents sometimes aren't getting along. Some of us feel unloved, and some of us just need desperate attention. So we go through life. Some things happen as young and it starts to affect us as we grow older. And I don't think people want to be depressed. It's just something that happens. And then most young people, we don't like to talk to people because it's ghetto or it's weird. But most of us like to keep our feelings to ourselves. So depression begins to escalate when we keep it to ourselves and not express how we feel to somebody we trust. And then not everybody could trust, because some people, you could only see my face, you cannot see my heart. So it's hard to trust somebody where I can't see your heart. I don't hear what you're thinking, or I don't see how you feel towards what I'm saying to you. So it's hard to talk to someone when you don't know what their motives are.
Right. So how are you using your platform to empower these individuals, these students, I actually think it's more of an identity crisis. They don't know who they are.
Well, firstly, I don't like to call it a platform. I like to call it just God work, because I believe that too much people are into platforms and titles, and we forget how important what God called us to be. That's if God truly called you. But I don't like to say platform, I like to say God's work. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of young people, it's not always identity issues, it's more that life just comes crashing down and we haven't even started the real world yet. A lot of older people say, but I believe everybody goes through that season as early as 8 or 9, where you're just sad or you're just depressed or something like that. So my solution to that is prayer and talking to God. And the way how I got through that was prayer, and also rebelling against rules and stuff, like just letting everything out and letting it out on the wrong persons or people who did not deserve it, because hurting people hurt others. They hurt others, and we don't realize that we're hurting somebody who's innocent.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right. A few episodes ago, me and a gentleman, we were talking about mental health issues. And you'll have persons, they'll be dressed up, and you on the outside it doesn't look like anything's going on, but on the inside there's a whole entire war going on inside of them. So do you wait for persons to reach out to you, or do you feel discernment? You hear the Holy Spirit talking to you, say, you know what? Say give a word to this person.
Sometimes I just encourage people around me. I encourage my organization, members of my organization, and if I'm led to talk to somebody about it, I will. But a lot of times I don't like to ask people about what's going on, because I don't feel like all the time that's my business. But I am here to help people, not to judge, but to help, and not to let somebody feel as if I'm trying to gain information from them, but just to encourage them while they're going through something.
Right. So, who do you use to encourage you, inspire you to motivate you? Because I know some days you wake up, you may not feel like, you might not feel like praying for somebody today. You may not feel like encouraging somebody today. But what do you use? Who do you go to?
I use my mom and my dad. I firstly use my mom because I talk to my mom about everything. And she gives me good advice. She is very spiritual. And my mommy, she just gives good advice. And she doesn't feel like being bothered by us. She still has to be the woman of the house. And she don't stop because she's tired. And she always tell me that a woman's job is never done. So I always use that as a motivation to never stop doing God work and to help people. And my daddy helps me by being honest with me, like just being real, not always taking the spiritual route, but more of a whole outcome route, like not just taking it from a spiritual perspective, but taking it from one's perspective who may not be saved or may not be into that godly lifestyle.
Right, I understand what you mean, from a holistic point of view.
Yes, sir.
The whole mind, body, spirit, and soul.
Yes.
So you will deal with everything at one time.
And my mentors also help me as well. Crystal, Pastor Crystal Roll, Tanya Duncan, and also DJ Godson.
Nice. DJ Godson, what's up, buddy? So, going on back to maximizing your single season, singlehood. Do you have books? You have books that you read? I know you do your school work and all of that. But do you have any other books that you have used to help you develop?
Well, I read my own book. I wrote a book.
Awesome.
I published my book already.
What?
I use my own book sometimes to encourage myself because not every day it's easy. So I use my own book to encourage myself. But I don't like reading, so I don't really read.
Okay, can you pump? I need you to pump the brakes right there. Pump the brakes right there. You don't hear the average 17-year-old already. You don't hear that often. Can you give the viewers, the listeners, the name of the book and where they can buy it? Yeah, where they can buy it, where they can read it.
The name of my book is Less Really Talk. My book can be purchased on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And also you can contact me at Faith A. Smith on Facebook to purchase a book. My book is basically sharing my experience in life and the things that I went through in different spectrums. And that's my book.
Alright, awesome. You heard that. Taking flight. Listen, she's taking flight, y'all. Alright, so For our listeners, our listeners range from your age to maybe about 40-41 or so. I want to break this down in two sections. I want you to give them three pointers on how to maximize their single season first.
Okay, my three pointers would be, firstly, find who you really are. Firstly, enjoy being by yourself and love who you are for you. Because sometimes we allow people in our relationship to change who we are and to control us. That's my first point. My second point in your single season is pray about the partner that you want. Like, I had somebody, actually was way older than me, like, was telling me, you know, like, they lonely and they want a relationship. And one of the things I told the person was to fast and pray and tell God, what do you want in that partner? What do you desire for? How do you desire for that partner to be? Because God always says, if we ask not, we shall not be given.
Right.
what we ask, so what we want. So I would say, tell God what it is that you want in your partner. And three, in your single season, learn how to celebrate yourself. Because sometimes we wait for people to celebrate us and we forget that in life we have to celebrate ourselves. And also sometimes we're single because we haven't invested that same energy in finding love. We haven't invested that same energy in finding getting a relationship with God first. So I believe that a relationship with God is way more important than having a physical partner there, because at any day that physical partner can leave you, whereas God has to be there to fix you back again, to build you back again. So my advice is to firstly have a relationship with God, because we know He will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes, you're absolutely right with that. And for persons who are, I wouldn't want to use the word suffering, but let's just say going through mental health issues, the depression. Can you give them some things that they can do? I know it's not a quick fix, but can you give them some pointers that anytime they feel themselves going up down that hole of depression, can you give them some pointers that they can use to get themselves
First, talk to somebody who you really, really trust, and make sure that person is invested in you, invested in seeing you become a better person. Secondly, pray. A lot of us, we rather complain than pray. In the time and energy we put into complaining, that can be the same time used to pray, so God can fix things, because when we complain, it makes the situation worse. And thirdly, don't be ashamed to go to a psychologist. I had to go to a psychologist from grade 10 and grade 11. I had to go to a psychologist, and I heard a student said that it's so rare to talk to somebody and express your feelings, but I rather be rare than to keep my feelings in and one day cannot take it anymore and go beyond the edge. So I would say find a psychologist who you can talk to and trust.
All right. Anything else you want to share from your heart with our viewing and listening audience?
I would just say be true to who you are and enjoy being single, because when you have a partner and you're in a committed relationship, you can't do foolishness and you can't slip up, because once you do something wrong once to somebody, sometimes they cannot forgive you, and it takes a long process for them to get over what you've done, especially when it's infidelity. It's not just something that can be healed overnight or can be healed in one day. It is a process. So I would say enjoy being single while it lasts, and don't get into a relationship because you wanna know how love feels, because it shows that you don't love yourself. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And if, like, a lot of us were broken from kids and we bring that brokenness into adulthood, so I still feel like if you're still going through that childhood pain, you should get that. You should try to deal with that first, because you don't want to have a relationship where it revolves around your hurt, where it revolves around your pain, where it revolves around your past, because you don't want to live. You don't want your partner and yourself to live in the past and not to gain the future, not to walk in the future path. So my advice is to enjoy being single, and in your single period, build yourself back up if you've been broken or hurt. And if you've never been in that position where somebody have hurt you or broken you, learn to love being by yourself. Learn to love you and gain a relationship with God first.
All right, awesome. Listen, Soul Nation, we just heard from Faith Smith, and she just dropped dozens of value bombs for us. Faith Smith, thank you so much for joining us on our show. It's your time to soar. And our listeners, our viewers are going to value each and every word that you 100%. You're an inspiration to everyone your age, and I'm sure you're gonna hear one day from God. Be faithful about a few things, and I'll be ruler over many.
Yes, so thank you.
So Nation, an aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight. And on this podcast, we help listeners to release excess baggage and stopping them from soaring. In purpose, in marriage, in business, as a creative, and on their job. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.